double your pleasure, double your fun. Tonight we break down that double eviction and, more importantly, what Julie Chen says about it herself. Plus, we're going to be talking to an evicted house guest, and we have Big Brother's own audience warm-up guy here with us on the panel. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Big Brother After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Okay, so you picked this song, y'all.
Explain why you picked this song. I don't know if I like it.
The Double Dutch Bus. The Double Dutch Bus was taking two people to the jury house.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because there's one on top, one on the bottom.
There we go.
See.
Oh, you're so punny.
I know.
Hey, guys, welcome to the AfterBuzz. The Big Brother After Show. I'm Bryce McClay. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice. I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Morgan. Morgan, I know that you're kind of going in and out between your social media.
I know, so guys. My life is very complicated. Just kidding. It's really not. But, okay, you can find me on Twitter at Morgan_Willette. If you want to switch it up and follow me on Instagram, at Morgan Lee Willett. I'm so excited to talk about this double eviction.
Why not follow you on both?
Or follow me on both.
That's what you should do. And he is the audience warm-up for all of the Big Brother live shows. He also happens to be a super fan of the show. Please welcome Bill Sindelar.
Hi, everybody. What a letdown tonight. I should tell you.
Tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me at Bill Sindelar, which is Sindelar on Instagram or Facebook.
Thank you for spelling that out for us.
Well, some people don't know. They call me Sinclair.
Following your account.
You are. You followed me. You friended me tonight when I posted my picture with Zingbot.
Good. I am following the right account.
But yeah, Bill Sindelar.
And we are also so excited to be talking. We're going to be talking to Ramses. Who's right up there right now.
Ramses Soto. Hey, Ramses.
How are you doing, Ramses? Are you back home?
Yes, I'm at home right now, getting my life together.
Okay, well, we have a lot to talk about with you, but first, I want to briefly discuss what happened leading up to the double eviction, just so we can get everybody up to speed. So Alex wins HOH, and another week of predictability begins.
Boo.
Yeah, boo. Cody and Matt have a battle of the losers in the final temptation competition.
Also,
and,
boo.
Yeah, and Cody ends up losing, which, you know, that's...
And then walked on the table to leave the house.
Yeah, exactly.
That was so badass, guys.
It was.
Oh, guys, hang on.
He looked like it was the Terminator. Yeah. It was literally the Terminator.
The running man. Okay, so Mark wins safety again, and Matt gets put on the block as a third nominee. And Alex nominates Elena and Jason as pawns with a plan to backdoor Cody. Matt wins POV and doesn't use it on himself, which, first of all, you always use it on yourself if you're on the block.
Mind blown.
Yeah, but in a season of predictability, why would you use it on yourself? Because they already knew. I mean, there was not going to be any backdooring.
I know, but it's just upsetting.
So Cody gets to be replaced. I guess we can just start talking about the double eviction. Ramses, what do you think about this double eviction?
Oh, like you guys said, season of predictability. Mm-hmm. Everyone does what Paul wants. Paul's sheep. all I want for this season is for things to switch up. I want to see some power shifts. And Paul has been running this game. Honestly, props to him. You know what I mean? He's doing great. But, I mean, I wanted to see Elena or Mark win that double eviction, HOH, and flip it all on its head. Like, that would have been super awesome.
Have you had a lot of revelations watching back all the episodes?
I have had quite a few. like the whole thing, because I always thought in my head Dominique was the one person in the whole house that for some reason made me feel sketchy. So I thought she was the one throwing around lies about me. Mm-hmm. And when I got home, I figured out it was Paul. And then also, I had no idea that Alex was working with Paul as of like week two, which is very, very surprising to me. So
that wasn't apparent in the house. They're
doing a really good job with it. I think he said it actually either in this episode or in the last episode. He was like, me and Alex are doing a really good job at keeping this like under wraps, and I'm like, yeah, you guys really are, because I have no idea.
So is that surprising to you guys to hear that? Or I mean, because it to me it seems like a little bit obvious, I guess.
Right. Well, to me, I don't know. I guess Ramses, did in the house, did y'all never, you know, not notice that they were always in the HOH together, or was that not as evident like when you were there, because I feel like Alex and Paul just hang out up in that HOH all the time.
Well, so, hold on. Everybody hangs out in the HOH. Right, we talked about this. Like, this is the first season I can ever remember where every single person hangs out in the HOH room. Like, I've never seen that before. Normally, it's like...
Yeah, right?
Like, I felt like you guys are up there, like, even, like, who was it last week? They were complaining. They're like...
Josh, was it?
You're in here always taking showers, and you're always doing this, and I'm like...
So what's the point of winning HOH 100%. When you just share it with the whole entire house?
Exactly.
That seems so bizarre to me. And so, did you find it... Did you guys find it, like, obvious that Cody was going to go home 7-0?
Yes, unfortunately.
It was extremely predictable. I mean, Elena is my babe in that house. You know what I mean? Like, I really wanted to see her go far. But at the same time, I was like, dang, if Cody stays, that would be crazy. So I don't know. I don't know. I really was hoping for something to switch over this week. But
Ramses, did you hate Cody as much as everybody else in the house seems like they hated him?
And I get that question all the time here back home. Like, I always get that question. Is Cody... is bad, like, as, like, mean as a person he comes off as. And I'm like, no, he's actually, like, really chill. He just doesn't talk to anybody unless your name is Jessica. He really just doesn't. And he only acts if he's provoked. You know what I mean? Mm. So it's not like he's going like out there looking for trouble.
So I have a question. So, okay, when I do warm-up on the show, like, I've been doing it for 8 years.
Yeah, so Bill, why don't you just really quickly explain, like, what you
yes,
do? So you
yes, be, tell everyone.
Okay, so my job is basically is a warm-up guy. I get the audience ready for a show. But when it comes to Big Brother, you know, we only have, like, 80 seats in there. So I feel like it's the world's largest Big Brother party. Yeah. And everybody in there is such uber fans. So it's like, you know, we all have to know the show.
But
I have
also,
to know
yeah,
the show.
I mean, like, don't be humble, because you have, as a warm-up guy, as opposed to probably, I'm assuming, any other show, you have to know what's going
I
on.
Have
constantly.
To know this show, because these people, like that girl, there was a girl tonight that's like
the cereal girl.
Mark has been Matt has been eating cereal the whole time, that's it. And then Matt was like, I've eaten 600 bowls of cereal. Like, folks come to the show knowing the show. So yeah,
crazy.
So it's like, I can't just show up and not know what I'm talking about, but it also helps me with my job. But it's really fun to be in there, and I feel like it's a good chunk of, like, the viewing audience and how they feel, because it's amazing to see, like, that audience loved Paul and now they loathe Paul.
And that is interesting.
It's really like, and it went from the audience hating Cody and Jessica to like, and you, they were in the show, they were at the audience tonight. You heard the audience, like, most of them had empathy towards Cody and Jessica and were like, oh, I really have, like, feeling towards them. So it's interesting to see. I always bring this up every week. Would you have felt different with Cody had he not put Christmas on the block and maybe apologize to everybody and said, you know, I'm really sorry for putting her up on the block. I had to put my fifth person up the first week. I didn't know what to do and I just put her out there. Because he never really apologized. And then I felt like they held that against him ever since week one.
Well, me personally, I could care less, because that was like an internal struggle between all of them. What he called the boys and, like, the pretty girls alliance, whatever he called it. I could care less. Me and Jillian were just chilling in the background.
Ramses, no one has named an alliance
yet. Yeah, she was on the block that day. But we were just kind of like, let's let this whole like drama play out and see how it goes. Sadly, it kind of screwed her over, because she was there for literally the longest time ever against so many different other people. You know what I mean? But literally, it for me, I felt like it wasn't going to affect me unless Jillian left. So that's the only reason it could affect me. It was literally like an internal struggle between all of them. Wow. That's what it was.
I mean, Ramses, I do have a question, because going back when you said Elena was your girl, I mean, I question her decision taking the 5,000 over the veto. Oh, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think that was just a stupid move? Like, so, I mean, she went home.
No,
so
she should have took it, and I'm glad she did. I was so happy, because she was in the very, very bottom of the totem pole. Like, it was absolutely obvious that after Cody, it was going to be Mark or her, and especially it being a double eviction. She obviously didn't know that, but it's like, she like might as well just take it, because after Cody, it's going to be either Mark or Elena. So they're going to be on the block there, whether it's a double eviction or not. You know what I mean? So might as well just take the money and hope for the best in the veto.
I was just so hoping one of Mark or Elena would get HOH and there would be this giant power struggle. And
then,
Paul would go home.
Well, we were so close in getting Mark to win the HOH. Close. I mean, it was really...
Somebody brought up something interesting at the end of the show. They said to me that they felt Christmas through it.
Yes.
Because
yes.
She...
I felt that too.
You felt that?
Why would she
throw
it,
though? Yeah, there was one that she didn't... I didn't know who she was next to, but there was one where she, like... she was really good, and then just, like, it was just like... Meh. You know,
it was Jason, right at the very end. When she only went, like, halfway.
It. Yeah, she short armed.
She was perfect the whole time until then. Yeah,
and
we
it's
got...
funny because at first she was like, "Oh, you're good, Jason." Kind of like acting like she was gonna do good at it, but like it was obvious that she threw her. I was like, she totally threw that.
Right.
This is so upsetting. Like, I just had such high hopes for her. I want someone to want the power, and I want someone to take that power and do something.
Well, you
with
said
it.
Something interesting before the show. Nobody wants to win.
Right, Ramses. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like everyone just wants Paul to win, and they're here just for funsies? Like.
Yes, and it absolutely... What? I feel like everyone who left pre-jury were actually there for the money, and everyone who's in there is because Paul was lucky enough to rally all mm-hmm. those sheep that only care about jury.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, he was able to pull in those people that only care about jury, and he's lucky enough to have them because since they're allies and they're going to be in jury as of now, he's going to have those votes if he makes it to Final Two.
But
you know what I mean? So,
but I mean, I'm asking is like, I guess maybe I'm ignorant and I really don't understand. And both of you can maybe answer this. Why is being in jury so important? No one cares if you're like last place, like if you're 10th in the or 8th in the jury, right. Like no one cares. Like, why is it so important to make the jury house?
Morgan has a good strategy about that.
I think the exciting thing about it is that it's like the milestone, you know, mm-hmm. you made a jury. But these people are like, we made it to jury. This is all we wanted.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Like, I would have been there like, okay, we made it to jury. That's cool. Now let me rip some heads off.
Right.
That's infuriating. It's infuriating.
This is a game. Like, I'm not here to make it to jury. I'm not here like a Matt and Raven trying to give Paul all the votes and all the pawns he needs until I need to be thrown back into the jury. Like, you know what I mean? Like, go into this game for yourself, not for mm-hmm. Paul. Like,
yes.
Very upsetting.
Well, question Ramses, for you being in the house, when did you start, did you notice in the house that it was kind of the Paul show, or was it not until after that you started watching, you were like, oh, because I'm so curious.
Yeah, well, actually, I, from the beginning, you guys know from like the very first episode, me and the girls were like, Paul is the strongest player. I felt like that the entire time, but I could, since Paul, like I said, I thought it was Dominique, but Paul was throwing out so many lies about me, and Jillian left, which was the only person I ever talked game with. It literally was like everyone in this house was believing so many lies about me, and I couldn't like go up to anyone and be like, oh, I feel this and this and this about Paul, and he's a good player, because as soon as I would have said that to any house guest, they would have went right back to Paul. You know what I mean? So I was really, really waiting for that moment where I had power to be like, yo, this is what's going to happen. Paul, like, literally, my plans was, you know how, like, you're always thinking in there. Right. I was like, if it's a double eviction and I win it, it's going to be Paul and Christmas up there. Like, that was my plan. But I couldn't vocalize that because I had nobody in there. Like,
well, I have a question. So, was your eviction a blindside to you, or when did you know you were going home?
You obviously never really feel comfortable right after veto. It was really sketchy the night before, like, very, very late at that night. I could see people going in and out of rooms, and I was like, crap, like, this is kind of sketchy. And then, like, I got up, started talking to people. Everyone was, like, assuring me it was okay. And then literally the day of, like, I just felt so uncomfortable. People were, like, super sketchy with me. Obviously, I tried to, like, rekindle fires with everybody, see if everything's okay.
It's got
to
be the worst feeling. Yes,
but I did not believe them. So the day of was, like, the day that I was, like, I'm going home.
Okay, I have...
I'm upset.
I don't mean to take this back to Paul, but all these folks...
It's the Paul show.
No, but
this is what... Because I don't understand, because I bring this up with the audience every week. Mm-hmm. My question, we have all these folks that say they're super fans, and I'm not denying that they're not when they go into the house. But if you're a super fan, and if you've really watched the show, you've known that... Like, look at last year, Nicole. All these folks that come back in either end up winning or getting second place. So how are they not the first people kicked out? Is everyone just enamored because they're with a celebrity? And they're with a Big Brother celebrity?
I feel like that it mostly has to do with the fact that he had those 3 weeks of safety. Mm. And those 3 weeks of safety for the rest of the house was one person that was going to be there no matter what if you were to put in the block. So they were like, let me make these friendships with Paul. He already knows this game, so let me just latch on to him. And since he's going to be safe, he can win vetoes for me. He can vote for me if I'm on the block. So I feel like that's how people were feeling with him. Me and Paul never really had a good game connection. I tried talking with him. It was just super sketchy, so I was just like, I'm just going to dump this. You know what I mean? But it worked out for some people.
But also, can we talk that I think people forget, he had those friendship bracelets, so automatically he hands those out, and that's people in his pocket. So, no offense, CBS, but I low-key blame production. Was that necessary? Like, what did the friendship bracelets necessarily add?
I mean, I think the only thing that it maybe did is that it, like, prevented an immediate target on his back, which, again, may not be fair.
Right.
But at the same time, he's the only vet going in. He's, it's not like last season where there were four vets that they could at least band together and be like, hey, let's have a strategy here. He had nobody. So I don't necessarily think that's the worst thing. But I will say, I think what you said is the fact that he did have those 3 weeks, you know, that America voted. I think that was the biggest, you know, catalyst in him getting as far as he has.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
I mean, I don't blame production for that either. I mean, like,
that's it made for a great story, but I'm just like,
but if people were really smart on, right. I mean, if they were really understanding the game, you're like, okay, now we have to get him out. Like,
which, and I cannot believe I'm about to say this, but Cody was the one from day one. And I've been spewing hate about him for so long, but I want to talk about his speech too, because that came into the house, and then he walked out and talked to Julie and was like, "Oh, I just made all that up." I mean, he's finally playing the game as he's walking out the door.
Totally,
you know. And it's same with Jessica last week. They really redeemed themselves in my eyes. Mm-hmm. Not that they were, you know, terrible necessarily, but they really did.
They sure did end with a bang. I will give Jessica and Cody both that.
They're both
if
we're going down.
I loved their exits. Yes. I wish they would have fought just a little sooner in the house. Yes. Like, give him a week.
I feel like
Cody really did campaign, and I was impressed with the fight that he put up trying to convince Alex and Jason. I was like, wow, Cody's smart. I was very impressed with him, but it's almost like, Cody, you're doing this 2 days, 1 day before the eviction. Where was this weeks ago?
Well, I want to say, because Julie said to, Morgan and I got to go to the double eviction. I don't know if you have that photo of us that we have. See if we can pull that
up. Oh, it's
there
somewhere.
I mean, I don't want to jinx it or anything.
But, there we are.
There we go.
If it's on Twitter, I think I saw it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at you
posing. We got a picture with Julie. But she said, she told Cody, she said, you should have been a little bit of a phony. I mean, that would have been, if you should have, why didn't you have a social game? She really pressed him on it. And I think that she's absolutely right. I mean, why not at least try? And I felt like he was a little bit trying when he was in the HOH room last night or whatever. I mean, at least it aired last night. But I think if he just would have, again, it's like a little too little too late.
Yeah.
And I think that if he would have just strategized a little bit more, he could have used Elena's, her kind of backlash.
Well,
of
her
taking
big blow
the
up.
Yeah, the blow of the $5,000 and then her getting in a fight with Josh.
But even when he came back into the house, nothing changed.
No.
Like, when he went right back to Jessica,
but
like,
I think that was his problem.
Well, he could have had Matt and Elena, or Mark and Elena on his side, and that would have.
Ramses, I do have a question for you, because I know you were close with Kevin on the show.
Yeah.
In
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so we'll talk about Thanksgiving. But I mean, this week
I get that all the time.
I mean, I hope you go and you have to take so many pictures and just blow up social media.
I will. I have to. He won't let me not go. Him and his family. His family has already messaged me.
Oh my gosh!
Telling me
yes,
that I have no choice.
That's
so
great.
I will be attending Thanksgiving.
Ramses, will you make them invite me and then ask them to adopt me? Because
you just have to bring peach cobbler.
That's literally my life goal, is to be Kevin's like stepchild. He's amazing, but
we both will be
siblings. But this week we kind of saw Kevin. People started to flip on him. They started to see that he is kind of playing both sides. So what are your thoughts on that? Do you think Kevin's going to go farther in this game? I mean, I know you were very close with him.
Yeah. As of now, I can tell that things are flipping a little bit less in his favor. Mm-hmm. I honestly thought he was going to make it final three, final two, if anything. But now I feel like the house is getting a little sketched with him. Mm-hmm. And that might, I don't think he's going to leave anytime soon. I think, like, still there's going to be a period where Josh might leave before and Matt and Raven are going to leave mm-hmm. before him. But I feel like he doesn't have as good as a chance as he did before, because one little thing at that house, especially when it's Alex. And oh my God, Alex literally picked up to the smallest, dumbest thing, talking about pillows or honey.
Whatever she got it, very power
and she
hungry.
Latches onto that and like makes you pay for it later. So I don't know. Hopefully he doesn't feel the full wrath of it. But I love the guy.
I'm curious as your thoughts on Alex. I mean, what do you think? Do you think she's playing a good game, or do you think she's getting a little too ahead of herself?
She, honestly, I think she's playing a pretty good, like a really good game, because, like I said, like me and the girls were together, and after that, she kind of saw that I was like, okay, this isn't going to work. So she went to Paul and started working with Paul. The thing is, she knows that Paul is the one running this house. But I feel like the fact that they've been working with each other for so long isn't going to let her, like, mentally want to get rid of him. Because she's seeing, oh, having Paul in here is making me advance. So she's literally going to try to take him as far as possible, right. You know?
But is it going to get to the point, does Alex think she's going to win against Paul, is my question. When is she going to realize there's a point where you can take him so far and then he gets, you know, to the final two and he wins?
Right, like that's, if you're if you're in the jury and it's Paul and her at the end, like who are you voting for? You're going to vote for Paul because the way he manipulated everybody, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see how if Paul's on the end, I don't see how he doesn't win.
What do you think of Alex's gameplay?
Yeah, I can see that. What do I think literally, like these people, it was week 4 when I left, and these people, like I was like, holy crap, like Paul's Vanessa-ing this entire season. Yeah. He has had an extremely strong hand in every single eviction. Great at competitions. Great at mental and physical competitions. And these people are just like, oh, yeah, let's just keep Paul in here. Oh, yeah, let's just win competitions. So let's just throw competitions to help Paul win.
Like, it's even like tonight, Paul didn't get picked.
Yeah.
If you watch the pick, Paul didn't get picked till almost the end. No one even put him up until like the end. It was like there was 4 left in that competition, and he finally went off.
Do you think that they had a conversation in between, you know, like the commercial breaks or whatever, that we did? That's something that we maybe didn't see, that they were going to choose who to pick.
You know,
Paul was saying you have to put up Mark and Elena immediately,
right?
Because he doesn't want them to win. I mean, there's no question about that. But I'm wondering how far he went as to say,
yeah.
For the double
pick me till you can't pick me anymore.
For the double.
Yeah, for the double. Sorry.
Yeah, because if you Paul was like the one of the 4 left or 3 left at that point and hadn't gone up, and it was like, is anyone going to call Paul?
No, because they all want Paul to win.
Right.
And also, we can talk.
Or they're afraid of
but
him.
But why didn't Mark say anything?
Yeah.
You know, when he won, that was my one kind of.
Yeah.
I was my one red flag.
Yeah. It was weird.
So. Then as soon as Jason won. Who was the first person up in Jason's face, you know, telling him
right
the exact two? I wanted to just scream and be like, let the man breathe for a second, you know, let him think for himself. Yeah. But it was, I don't think Paul left his side the whole entire time.
Well, in those double eviction HOHs, I mean, you really get time. You get no time to enjoy it at all.
The first commercial break, I think it was 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It was literally like you have 2 minutes to go and figure out who you're putting on the block.
Yeah. I mean, that's insane. And he, like you said, I mean, he needs room to breathe. And but he's not going to be able to enjoy that at all. That's what's kind of sad. Because I do like Jason. I think he's doing a good job. What do you think about Jason, Bill?
That wasn't very convincing.
No.
Yeah.
At this point, I just feel like everybody's just following the leader. Like, you talked about, oh my gosh, what's her name?
Alex.
You know, Alex's game, you know, she's, who wouldn't want Paul going with them the whole way through? At some point, she's going to have to cut him off, because if she doesn't, she's not going to win.
Right. Yeah.
But of course, like, he's running everything. I would be best friends with the person in the house, too, if they're running everything. But if they've truly wanted to be epic, you know, we were discussing this before the show. If they wanted to be epic, they would have put Paul up and got him cut off, and it would have...
Absolutely.
You know.
It would have changed, the entire direction.
I feel like that even if Paul was on the block in this double eviction, he would not have the votes to evict. Like, nobody in that... Like, he would have Matt and Raven's vote to stay. He would have had Christmas vote to stay. He would have had Kevin's vote to stay.
You think Christmas?
Solid. Yeah,
you
that's
think
what
Christmas?
I was
Christmas,
say.
I think, is...
The tides are turning with her.
Yeah. I think Christmas would have got it.
That's true.
What do you think?
I thought that, but the fact that Christmas blatantly threw that makes me you know, it makes me think differently. I feel like if tides were turning, she had her opportunity. And can we just say, if Christmas would have won that HOH, somehow got Paul out, and then somehow did it all with a broken leg, she could have gone to the inn and won $500,000.
She would have been the most epic.
Absolutely.
She would have been up there at Rachel.
Which is so upsetting to me. Like, why can't somebody make a move in this game that will be memorable? What? There's nothing that's been memorable
so
far.
Well, maybe they will. We still got one.
We're halfway there, so.
I mean, there's still 10 people. Wait, is it 10 people or 9?
Is it?
It's 9, I think.
9?
There's 9 people left. I mean, that's quite a lot of game. Ramses, is the house as volatile as it is on TV? Because we're very curious about this.
It's worse.
Oh, my gosh.
It's honestly really funny to see unfold in real life because I'm always just in the background sipping my cup of water, you know? But it's really intense. Like, when someone legit goes into your room and wakes you up with pots and pans, when people throw hot sauce and pickle juice in your face, like, that is not chill.
Yeah.
So it's really insane.
Because you have no place to even hide. Like,
no.
It's Big Brother. There's nowhere to hide. Well,
you can't go anywhere.
Well, and Derek from season 16, Derek Lavasseur, was that him? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah, I think that's right.
He said he was in the audience. He was in the very back of the audience tonight, and you kind of lobbed a question to him, and you said, like, how close are you with your cast? And he said, they're really close. And he said, I don't think these people are going to even speak to each other after this. What do you think? Do you think you guys will hang out? I mean, some people will, but...
I feel like I was friends with everybody, so I'll be chill with whoever. You know what I mean? But there's people in there that I don't know. I don't see Cody and Josh being the best of friends.
I don't see Cody being friends with anyone.
We were so hoping that Josh would have gone out and that Cody would have had it been with Josh in the jury house.
Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh.
That would be way too crazy.
Do you watch the feeds?
I haven't watched the feeds this whole. I do watch the feeds like religiously, but this past week I've been so busy. I haven't been able to.
Just in asking Derek that question during the show tonight, you know, because he felt like Derek had also said, you know, that it was personal. Everybody was very personal. It was personal attacks. You know, even when Cody talked about his kid, there was a lot of stuff. You know, obviously we didn't see it tonight, but Alex had made comments about. She goes, I don't even know if you have a kid. Do you have a kid? And there was a lot of stuff that was said on the feeds. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's really interesting to see if there would be friends, because I don't see anybody.
See it.
Well, and who? I mean, a lot of it, like, you kind of to piggyback off that question, there are a lot of people that obviously don't seem to like each other, which is evident. But is it is it game related or is it personal? I mean, is a lot of it personal?
A lot of it is extremely personal. Obviously, it starts with a little bit of game, but people make it personal very quickly, and then they want to blame each other for making it personal, but it's like one party starts with making it, like, super personal, and then the other one just backlashes with more personal stuff, and it's just, like, nobody's winning. Like, both of them are literally insulting each other's lives and, like, each other's character. It just goes way too far.
What was the worst fight that you saw?
The worst fight, I think, well, from the feed, the one that I experienced was the one with, obviously, the pickle juice.
I forgot you witnessed that.
That was insane. I literally was sitting there in the background like, I can't believe this happened. I did not. It was just so insane. And then he comes out and just, like, dumps all his condiments on him. It was hilarious, but it was insane. I really thought someone was going to get hurt. But the one that I witnessed on the live feeds, the one, like, the day after I left, and it was when everyone was, like, bullying Justin Cody, that was so brutal. So brutal. Like, oh my God. They're so strong to be able to, like, live through that.
Right. I think a lot of people forget about that because it wasn't really shown. But the fact you've got to give Cody and Jessica credit for keeping their calm during that. Because if that was me, I would have... I don't know what I would have done.
Could you imagine Joss coming at you with pots and pans after...
Oh my God.
I have nightmares. If I ever see Josh with a pot and a pan, I'm running the other direction. Don't hear me. I never want to hear that.
Well, and Cody is not the calmest person in the world. So the fact that he was able to keep his cool must have been like some crazy military training, because that was a feat that I cannot believe.
That it was.
It really was, yeah.
Okay, Ramsey, this just popped into my head because we were thinking about Kevin. So now everyone knows Kevin got the $25,000, but when you were in the house, they all blamed you, and you were the scapegoat. Like, what did you, like, how was your thought, your feelings on that? Were you,
because if you had the money, you'd have some more Star Wars posters on your wall. That's my guess.
So many more. This would not be the only one. Plastered. No, I had no idea it was Kevin, but honestly, he had to pin it on someone. It just hurts me that he chose me. Right. Like, out of all the people, like, Kevin, you could have chosen Josh. Like, anybody. Like, me, really, out of all people. It really upset me. But what I'm planning is that I'm hoping that he wins the 500K. Because once I get to Thanksgiving, I'm hoping he opens the platter and there's 25K for all these
Kevin, you need to give Ramsey's the 25K.
If Kevin's family is listening to this, that needs to happen. Ramsey's,
if Kevin wins, that's how it's happening.
Kevin's going to have to buy a lot of those sweaters with that.
A lot of cardigans.
He does like the cardigans.
He does like the cardigan. He loves
the cardigan. Enjoy that. Why do you think Matt only wants to make it to jury? Why? What is? I mean, I feel like everybody does, but
like him especially. Why does he keep saying it?
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like Matt just literally.
What's he like as a person?
Just to be there, like he has, like.
Is he like an Ivanka Trump? Is he this season's Victoria
or Ivanka Trump?
Literally, no, Victor. Oh, but are you talking about like Victoria from 16?
Yeah, I said it's this season.
No, she did better. Matt literally just sits there and does absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm just like, Matt, like, what are you contributing to anybody except for Paul and Raven? Like, I don't know.
Well, there was talk about him, them trying to backdoor him tonight and get him out, you know.
Matt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God, that would have been so glorious.
Yeah, obviously it didn't happen, but.
Can you imagine?
Like Raven and Matt are 100% the floaters that will, no matter what Paul asks, they will do and will not ask any question. So if one of them would have left, that would have been so like crazy to see like how Paul would like react to that and how the rest of the house would have reacted to that. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I can only imagine.
That's just, I mean, it's ridiculous. I guess I do have one more question about Kevin. I mean, the only thing that I feel is very strange is that he kept talking to Cody. Like, is he smart? Because he kept talking to Cody before Cody got evicted, and he was saying that he has
tried to make that deal with
tried to make a deal, and his alliance said, stop talking to him. You need to distance yourself. And then he continued to do it. Why? I mean,
I thought Kevin could win until this last like week and a half. And I'm like, this, we've never had an old person get this. I say old. It's probably my age. We've never had somebody though. This old.
He has like seven children. I think he's older than you.
But we've never had somebody like, if you think about it, like his age get this far. And I was like, this dude is playing a great game. And then over the last week and a half, even just like this week, you know, he's the one apparently that let the cat out of the bag about Cody's kid.
Yes.
Why though? I have to ask.
So wait, explain that first, just so everybody knows.
Right. So Cody, I guess Kevin had a hard time this week missing his family. He got very upset. They showed it in the episode. He was crying. So Cody, you know, trying to comfort him, says, you know, he has a daughter. He's playing for his family too.
It was a really nice moment.
Right. It really was. Like, I love that part of the episode. And Cody had only told Jessica. So it's now Jessica and Kevin that know. And then they didn't show this, but Kevin then apparently went and had told the whole house, which...
But that happened on the feeds, right? Because that wasn't shown. Right. That wasn't shown on the live show. Okay.
That was shown on the feeds, which I don't understand why. What was the benefit, I guess, in that? Because in the end, it just kind of slapped him in the face, it seems
How I think of it is, I do not think that that Kevin did that with any ill intent at all. Mm-hmm. I think he went over there and like he was trying to make bonds with Cody. I think he went and told people because he wanted the rest of the house to see that he was a real human and not the robot, like the robot edits that they're giving him, which is hilarious. But like that he is a human, like a person. But I feel like, I think he told Paul first. I feel like once you talk it over with people and then more and more people start spinning it, then the only other resort that Kevin had was to just go with what the house is saying. He couldn't just be like, tell a whole house of people that are saying that, oh, Cody's just using that for like his advantage or just making that up. He's not just going to be like, oh, I don't agree with that, blah, blah, blah. So that right. he's more shunned from the group. You know what I mean? All he has at that point is just to go with how the rest of the house is feeling about that mm-hmm. story.
Which
you
is,
know?
Yeah.
Kind of safe route that he's been taking.
Which is the problem, I feel like, with this whole season. It's almost like a gang mentality. Somebody was saying that it's, you can't speak out in this because you're alone. So I think I do agree with you. I don't think Kevin ever has any ill intent.
Yeah.
But it's like people roll with things in these in this house. And, I mean, you're either singled out and you defend yourself and or you have to kind of go with, like, this giant kind of gang of Paul's people.
Yeah, it feels like there's almost, like, they're going, you know, as you've mentioned before in the house, I'm sure, Ramsey, you would agree, but it's like you have to have a sort of team mentality for a while, and it's like they're leaning way too far into that, and they're not thinking individually at all, it seems like. At least not yet. So,
was being in the house Ramsey's is hard, you know, because on the outside, we look at stuff and we're like, oh, you know, you can kind of see what's happening, or you're like, how do people not know, or you think it's easy. Was going into the house easier or harder than you thought it was going to be?
Great question.
It was harder. It was more different. You know what I mean? Because as a super fan, I just have such a, like, set mentality of, like, what it's going to be like and, like, what I should be expecting. And they go into it, and it's like, oh, this is just, like, real life. Like, I'm just waking up, brushing my teeth every day, cooking dinner. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just, like, completely different. It's, like, your real life, but you're just putting in gameplay to it, which is, like, weird and different. I don't know if I would say, like, harder. Well, harder in the aspect that you just don't know what's going on.
Right.
Like, that's the hard part. You just don't know what's going on. As much as you can, like, have inklings, like, you just really just never sure.
Well, because it's like, you know, the reason why I bring that up is because I look at the Mark, people are like, oh, Mark and Cody are. And I just feel like if I was in that house, I'm like, I don't know how I could not talk to people, especially if you see other people being mean. It wouldn't be like, well, I'm not going to not vote Cody because everybody else. But like, I just don't see how it's, you know, is you going to test probably too.
Right.
Just being in the house, like how you can't even just be like a human being to someone and talk to someone. Because I felt like even if Mark wasn't trying to team up with Cody, it's like you're just trying to talk with another human who's there. And then all of a sudden they're like, you're on his. It's like, no, I'm just.
Well, and that's the difference with this season. Even on OTT, which Ramsey's, I think you watched.
I loved it.
Hey.
I loved it.
Even when I got to the end, you know, I was alone. And I look at that situation, and I was completely alone. It was the other side of the house. But even then, they talked to me. And it was past game, but they were humans. So I'm like, where is that aspect in this where you can say, you know what, Big Brother or not, it's okay to talk to someone. It's not going to be the end of the world. And that's where, like, I think lines need to be drawn in the sand at some point where, okay, it's Big Brother and it's game, but you can talk to a human being. Like, there's no reason that you couldn't say hi and be like, oh my God, they need to go because they talked to a human being. Like, that's just a difference. And there are some horrible things that happened in our season, and there's, you know, that we still move past it. So this season is very bizarre in that aspect to me.
And I feel like there's a mental, like I said, like there's a group that follows Paul, and Paul has a thing. I'm not saying, well, Paul is an great manipulator. He has everybody under his control in the house. And I feel like once he says something, what you do, like, ever since Dominique was on the block, I remember when Dominique was on the block that I literally had to ask permission to go into the wave room to, like, sit with her and, like, talk to her because she was in there, like, crying. Like, I had to physically ask, like, the house for permission because they literally would, like, be in the HOH talking about, like, oh, just, like, ignore her all week just to, like, eat. Like, I'm like, why? Like, she already hit her rock bottom. Like, what? Like, she knows she's going home. Like, what else can we do to this poor girl?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just got to that point where it's like, you have to ask the house for permission. Well, by the house, I mean Paul in general. You know what I mean? Because if he tells everybody that
that's ridiculous.
You can't talk to anybody, you're not going to do it.
All right, so who do you want to see win HOH tomorrow? Who do you want to see?
Kevin, why not?
I would love to see what Kevin would do with power. I'm very curious. You know, who would he put up?
I don't know if he's ready. I mean, I don't know if he needs to win.
Would it be the Paul HOH? That's my question.
That's what I'm very curious. Would he let Paul influence him? Or would Kevin say,
here's a question. Whose HOH wouldn't it be Paul's? Mark's?
Mark's.
Yeah. Mark is maybe the one Christmas? Person. Yeah.
Maybe Christmas.
Christmas might have a backdoor. What did you guys think about, sorry, I'm going back to the live show. What did you guys think about Elena being evicted, like, over Matt? I mean, is there, was there, did they have to get her out? Is that kind of the, was that the end game? Or did they, could they have flipped and taken out Matt? I guess she's the stronger player. But I just didn't know if you guys had any thoughts on that.
She's been more vocal, therefore she was more of a threat. You know, she seems like she's playing, you know, the floater game. That's a little more dangerous. Whereas what has Matt done? What is he going to do? There's, I don't honestly see a point in getting Matt out because he does whatever anyone tells him to do. He just eats cereal. He wears the same shirt and he's just there. So, I mean, I get that. I wish Elena would have stayed because I personally enjoyed her game a lot more, but
I felt bad for her. That's the reason. I mean, I felt bad for her. Right. I felt that she didn't, she was kind of misunderstood. And like you said, I mean, you're just talking to another person. It's not like she was, it wasn't necessarily that she was playing the game. Again, when she, when Cody kind of convinced her that she was being ousted, that's when she sort of like moved in closer with him. But it wasn't before that. She was just being a person, you know, and it's this, this game is seemingly like going around in a crazy cycle that's not ever going to end, I guess, of betrayal and hardship.
It's going to go the same way the entire time.
Hey, unless someone does something. I'm going to ask a total random question because I think about this every time I see it. Ramses, when you were up in the, you know, I feel like every year they do something in the house that no one knows. Like, you remember last year they had this secret room?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you were up in the HOH room, have you, did you ever take the keys out of the lockers that are in there and try to open up other lockers with the keys?
All the time.
Okay. Because like, I've never seen it. And I'm sitting here going, why has no one tried to open these lockers? Because I feel like, no, but yeah, I feel like there's something in these lockers.
And I'm sure there is. Like, there has to be, like, a diamond veto or something.
Something, right?
And I think people have been doing it because I think after somebody's HOH, I think they were, like, little marks with some type of like eyeliner on them, like one, two, like what? I think someone's going through these, and every time I was up there, I was just, like, casually just like opening them to see. It's much harder than it looks, though.
I mean, because even though I feel like I need to say this, even though I work on the show, I'm like a freelance guy, so I have nothing to do with production. Yeah. I know nothing. I'm literally just like an audience member with a microphone. So like,
best position ever.
It really is, right? I just lead the way.
This on stage in between commercial breaks is what we're doing right now.
That's basically
it. That's pretty much it.
So that's why for me, like, I have nothing to do with production. I know no games. I know nothing. So for me, I'm like, I'm literally just a fan. So I just always wondered. I was like, there's got to be something in there. Like, why would all these like, Big Brother just doesn't do stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
everything has a reason.
I knew that there was something last season in all the flight arrival stuff. I'm like, there's something in there because they wouldn't just put that up there for no reason. So I still feel like there's something with the lockers that no one has figured out yet.
And let's hope it's something awesome.
Yes, that could just flip something around. Yeah.
I also love the competition, you know, when they're trying to find, like, the one where they were trying to figure out where they heard the sounds. And it was so awesome that they put them in the, like, where were you? Because that was a twist. I was, like, not expecting them to do that. I thought that was really cool smart. That was really smart.
I really like that.
Okay, so that room, remember, was it, whenever they had the Battle of the Block, which was 2 years ago.
2 years ago,
yeah.
Or 3 years ago too. What is the room? You know, the second HOH room. What is that? The Den of Temptation?
I think that's
that's
the Den.
That's
right?
The Den.
That's the Den. Okay, okay. I just didn't, because I was like, what are they utilizing that room for? There's got to be nothing in there.
Okay, yep. I was looking around. I was like, oh, one of these doors has to be a twin. Looking up, it was the Den later on.
Ramses, I do have a question just out of my own Big Brother curiosity. What were you a have not? What was the bed like?
Yes, good question.
Yeah, those spikes look like you could just sit on them and they wouldn't hurt you.
They are extremely uncomfortable. The first night, because I was in the groups, I volunteered to be one of the first have-nots. I slept on it with just a bed sheet, and it was the worst experience of my life. So,
but
like,
you're skinny enough. Like, couldn't you fit in between the spikes?
You turn
it
on
does
your
not
side.
Work. It, like, those pillows do nothing. It does nothing for it.
That's
you
what
still
I figured.
Feel it, and I woke up with like my shoulder would like hurt every time I sleep in those things. You can't do anything to those.
That's what I figured. I just had to ask for my own. I was like, no way they're comfy.
They always put blankets over. I always see them. I didn't even know which room it was for a long time because there was always blankets over them. It didn't seem like it was that hard, but I guess
the doctor's
chairs. We try to cover it as much as possible, but it does not work. It just doesn't.
Yeah. Just being a what was your have not room?
We had trampoline ovals, but they had ropes over it, so it was like a spiderweb bed. So you're like sleeping on bungee cords. And I would like to point out that I was a have not twice by myself in that room. And it was after the double eviction, and I was alone, and there was like a birthday going on. So everyone was eating, and I was alone in that room, just crying. Oh, like, I hate my life. It was awful, but.
Poor kid, oh no.
I need to go watch that.
But it's okay. It worked out in the end, I guess.
Ramses, if you had to go back into the house, who would you align yourself with? Or if you had to do it all over again, would you have done the same thing, or would you have aligned yourself with other people, or do you think that would have mattered?
My one thing that I would have done, the one thing that I was, you know, obviously there's like the whole hindsight 2020.
Right, of
but
course.
But I really feel like that I should have just legit solidified something with Jessica and Cody. It's obvious now that like their target was Paul, but when you're in there, when Cody came back, like they were really buddy buddy and it was kind of like awkward at times. So I wasn't sure. And I didn't want to be like, hey, I don't like Paul because this reason, you guys don't either. So let's align. Like I should have legit just been like, let's do some, like, let's like align, be the first alliance of the season. Because if I was in there, I feel like there would have been a possibility that Elena and Mark would want to join in because that's one more number. But because they didn't have that, then it's kind of just like, but so that's the one thing that I wish I would have done.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I wish that too. I want to rewind and watch that unfold now.
So
I was like, dang it, could make some moves.
So this is for both for Ramses and Bill. What who do you guys think is going to win the whole show?
Ooh.
I mean, no one's making a move, so if no one makes a move, it's going to be Paul. I don't see how Paul doesn't win. Because if you're in jury, how do you not vote for him? Because you're like, oh, unless you're a bitter jury member.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
But, like, he's manipulated. I mean, literally, Paul is like, you go do this, this, and this. And then he sits back and he's like, this isn't blood on my hands. And it's Josh with pots and pans and everybody yelling and doing stuff. And Paul's like, what? I didn't do anything. But I don't. Unless somebody makes a move. I don't even mean like Paul getting out of the house. Like no one's doing anything. Right. I don't see how Paul doesn't win.
Do you think Paul is playing the best game? Just as follow up.
How is he not? Yeah. He has the entire house under his spell.
The only thing that I could say is that, I would say that Cody, the only thing that I could see is Cody manipulating the jury. If he was smart, he would manipulate the people and show them that here's how Paul is.
But they hate him.
I know.
Right? Everybody hates Cody, again, for no reason. Right. I don't know. Like, I would like to hear somebody give me a real legit reason why they don't like Cody.
Right.
A lot of people kind of flipped Ramsey. It was funny because, like, again, what my audience is, they went from, like, oh, Cody and Jessica, to, like, we like Cody and Jessica. So, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, so Ramsey, sorry, what do you think? Who do you think is going to win?
Honestly, Paul, right now, the only person that I think deserves to win is Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Paul plays an amazing
That's
game.
Good
like he's literally with his band of sheep that are just gonna do whatever he wants, and he deserves it to be able to come back as a veteran.
Yeah.
Get all these newbies behind you to pledge blind loyalty to you. Dude, like, you're a great game player. So like right now he deserves the win.
Because if he goes to jury, if he goes, you know, if he's in at the end, anybody who's with him, they're going to say you just rode his coattails.
Yeah,
so even if it's Alex that's in the
they're going to say
you just rode his coattails to the end. I mean,
So it's got to be like a Paul versus Mark or
Jason even maybe.
Like Kevin. I feel like Kevin. If it was Kevin versus Paul, there might be a possibility for a switch up. But you're right. If it's Matt, Raven, Alex, anyone, they're just going to be like, well, you just did exactly what Paul said. Let's give him the money.
Yeah.
So I hope a power change.
Ramsey, when you left the house, you were a little emotional with Julie. Like, what do you think? What was going through your head when you got evicted? Like, when you finally got out there?
My head was just, like, spinning, like, holy crap, this is actually happening right now. And I was just, like, I don't know. I was just, like, thinking of what I could have done better. Like, that's literally, like, all I think. And I was just emotional because, like, wow, like, Kevin, out of all people, didn't even get to vote. And then later on, I even figured out that he voted for me last time I was on the block.
Yeah, I see. Well,
it was very emotional, for sure.
You definitely shouldn't beat yourself up because you did play a very good game, we thought. Oh, did we?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Ramses, come back.
Ramses, did our feed...
His phone died.
Okay. Oh,
we're
having
some technical difficulties, I guess. I don't know where he went.
It's so crazy to be in that house, though. Like, with that compression. Being in that, the stress situation. I can't even think, like, how hard it would be to see, you know, like, just seeing, like, two people talk, and you're like, oh, you're talking about me. Yeah. Are you talking about me?
What was
like,
that? That was so weird.
It's fine. We got you back.
I was just telling you, you just played a great game, right? And then you hung up on me. No.
I didn't even know what that was.
It's fine. You're back.
Okay. How would you rate your game?
Yeah.
Bryce says you played a great game. How would you rate it?
I agree with that.
I'm going to be... thank you. Honestly, as a super fan, I'm, like, disappointed in my game. Like, I feel like I know, as a player, I had so much more to give in me, but I felt like I was just kind of just, like, I wasn't sure when was the right time to make what moves. Obviously, the week I left was that time. You know what I mean? But I feel like it was easy. And to me, it wasn't like, oh, I'm not sure what I should have done. I was like, I know exactly what I should have done. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, and I knew I had the power to be able to easily convince Jessica. Why I didn't do it, I don't know. The house blinded me to thinking that I was safe. But
yeah, I definitely think
100% I could have played much better. I have it in me, you know?
I liked what you said earlier. You know, hindsight is 20/20. And when you're in that house, it's got to be so cloudy and so different than what we see from on the outside. But I just want to say thank you so much for joining us, Ramses. This was such a
Ramses.
Of course. Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah. This is awesome.
Oh, and also my sister says hello. I was supposed to give you that message.
I love Alex.
She says hi.
Take care, Ramses, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Ramses. Bye.
So, very quickly before we go, Bill, I was trying to tell Morgan, how long have you been working on the show?
Since the talks, because there was never a warm-up guy.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, there never was?
There wasn't. The EP used to always kind of just talk to everybody. Don would talk to everybody. And then Julie, after I started working on the talk with Julie, she was like, I want you to be the warm-up guy over at Big Brother. Yeah. And so I've done it, I think, 8 seasons?
Wow.
So what was your first one? 14 or 13?
Yeah.
14? Okay.
Yeah. 14. Yeah, 14 or 15.
Okay.
So what is the craziest thing that you've seen in all of your years working on Big Brother?
Like, what was the craziest person who walked through the doors?
So, like, I remember when, what's her name? The girl that was accused of being the racist.
Erin.
Oh,
so when Erin got evicted, because, you know, it's a game.
Mm-hmm.
But people were mad.
Oh,
you remember, people were mad. And I can only name twice in my time where people have gotten booed when they've come out. And that was a crazy night because, like, no one knew the audience was going to do that. The audience has always been, like, very... I guess respectful is the word, but you're like, okay, it's a game. But when she came out and it was like, I mean, you know, we even talked about it on the talk, remember?
Because
she was making, you know, whatever the comments were, and Julie had made, and so it was crazy. And I remember, like, people said I was the one that even started it. I'm like, I never tell the audience to do that. Like, I've worked on a ton of shows, and there's certain shows where, like, you know, I've had, like, Simon Cowell get mad at me because the audience wasn't booing enough.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not what Big Brother was about. So that was crazy that
night.
Well,
and remember Christine on 16? Well, that's when I started working on there. And Christine got booed because of the whole Cody. And she was married.
But that was even more like...
That was less, obviously. It was much less.
But... what's weird is the audience is so small there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, you can have a couple people do something and then they can kind of rile other people up, maybe.
Right.
So, but that's why even when we come, we're like, listen, it's a game and you kind of just respect people who come out. So, you know, we don't tell people they can't do it. We don't tell, but you know, even if you watch the feeds, a lot of people who, I forget who it was for this season, but they made comments about, like, oh, I can't wait to hear, like, Cody get booed when he comes out or whatever. And I'm like, it's
quite the opposite.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially the shift I think how people have seen everything.
Especially tonight, you know, when he came out. I mean, that I feel like people were really rooting for him.
That was, but that night, oh yeah, I remember that night. Because I was even brought up in like the media. Like not, you know, they didn't, I don't think anyone said me my name.
Aaron.
Yeah, okay. But no one said me by name, but they were like, oh, the audience guy told everybody to do something. I'm like, I don't know.
Wow.
Not my discretion what they say.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What's the most ridiculous thing you've seen this season so far? I mean, as kind of outside, as the audience member, was anyone really, was there anything crazy that happened when anybody walked out? Or?
No, I don't think so. Everybody it's fun to watch the audience though, when they want a certain person to win HOH and then somebody else wins. And then they're like, you know, because we're very, you know, what people at home might not understand is the game is always live. Mm-hmm. So, like, if no one applauds, if, like, let's just say, you know, Cody, just because he's not in. If Cody wins HOH and the audience is angry with it, you can't have the audience go, oh, or react, because then they still hear that in the house. Mm-hmm. So everything is treated, I treat it like it's all neutral. It's all very, and then when we go to the commercial breaks, then people can be like, oh, you know, like they weren't happy with it or they wanted a different game. Because even tonight, like people were like, they were hoping somebody else would get in just to change up the gameplay. And then it's like, Jason, you won. You know, the audience still applauded. Right. And then we went to break. It was like, oh, we all knew like, oh, Mark and Elena are up. Mark and Elena are up. Oh. One of the two is going home. Mm-hmm. I even said to the audience, oh, if Mark wins HOH or Elena or Power Vito, who's going home? Yeah. They're like, whoever's not up. I mean, well, you guys heard because you were saying that, but you know.
We got to go.
Yeah, no, I don't think that nothing's been crazy this season. I mean, when we did the double eviction, when Amanda got evicted, remember when Amanda?
Like season 15.
Everybody was, that was one of those. Nuts. That was a great, that moment was like.
I'm hoping for.
Yeah, well, hopefully that happens again.
That's what you were hoping. That's what everybody wanted on that. Like, no one could believe that, like, oh, she's going home.
But it's been a very intense season, so I'm sure that it will continue to.
Big Brother always has twists, you know.
Yeah,
it's never even though it's unexpected. Predictable. It's been predictable the past month, but like, I mean, obviously at some point, I don't think Paul can make it to the end. I don't think he does.
I think it's gonna be one of those moments when they all band together.
Cody's out of the house. It may happen. I mean, it may happen.
But these group of people, no one has thought for themselves, though. That's the only thing about this year is it's like, because the minute, like, who brought it up tonight? The minute, was it Mark that brought up, like, hey, you know, we're probably going to have to, and immediately someone went and ran and told and said, Mark said we have to get out Paul. And it was like, no, that's not what he.
Right.
Right.
They were just like, you hypothetically have to talk about it because if he makes it to the end, he's going to win.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This was so awesome. Much fun.
You guys, please continue to send your questions, comments, and favorite moments using the hashtag BuzzBigBrother. We want to hear from you guys, and it may show up on the show. That's it for us. I'm Bryce McClay. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at BryceAdvice, if I can talk.
And I am Morgan Ouellette. You can find me on Twitter at Morgan_Ouellette. And guys, stay tuned. We have some very fun guests coming up, so you're not going to want to miss out.
And Bill, thank you so much.
Bye. Bill Sindelar on Instagram. Bill Sindelar on Instagram and Twitter. And S-I-N-D-E-L-A-R.
And if you go to the live shows, you'll see him there.
Yes. Try to go to the live show.
I'll throw a shirt at you.
And also, you can follow Ramsey's at @thebbhomie1. So go follow him. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.